Blessed be your name, hallelujah, glory be to God. We worship you, Lord, your mighty God. I glorify you and thank you. You're wonderful and good. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. I worship everybody. I welcome everybody to this service today. Those who are present and those who are watching us on Facebook, welcome. Our subject today is about prophetic prayer. Prophetic prayer. And our Bible text is from Daniel chapter 9, verses 20 to 21. I'm reading. Now, while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountains of my God. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening sacrifice. Did you know that prophecy can be prayed into existence? In fact, there may be times when a prophecy will not be come to pass unless you pray it into existence. This is illustrated in the life of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 2, where it says, Daniel understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. What was Daniel's response? He stood on the word and prayed. And then Daniel chapter 9 verse 3, it says, then I set my face towards the Lord to make request by prayer and supplication while fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. The prophet Daniel happened to be reading Jeremiah 25 that stated that Israel would be in Babylon for 70 years. He said to himself, that's a promise of God, and made the decision to pray that prophecy to fulfillment. What was the result? The angel Gabriel came to Daniel and said, oh Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. Walking with God is not possible without understanding his ways. All the methods of God are made known in His Word. The commonest thing about God is that He's talking, He is a talking God. Whatever He wants to do, He talks first. He's a prophetic based God. He has created you in the same way and likeness. He created you in the same manner and likeness as He is. If you are asking, what is prophetic prayer? Just look at God. It says in Psalm 148, verse 5, let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He commanded and the world was created. God operates purely by speaking the prophetic. If you engage in a practice of prophetic prayer points, your results will be like God's results. God created all things by the words of His mouth, and He has given man the same privilege to be a creator and procreator with Him. And that is why He created man with a mouth. The mouth is not just for eating and drinking. The mouth is to create and recreate. What are prophetic declarations? The prophetic declaration is given a verbal expression of the will of God in your life. You have been given the privilege to create what you like and recreate what you don't like. So you can change any situation in your life through prophetic prayer points. There are different prophetic prayer points. It's always God's pleasure to release His favor upon man that He has formed. Living without the favor is a stressful life. Favor helps a man to travel fast and create. If you are seeking favor from God, then pray in this way. First, dear Father, God and God, I thank You because it's always Your pleasure to answer those who call upon Your name, to bless them and show them favor. Thank You for the ability to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we can ask or think. Point two. I come to You this day in the multitude of Your mercy, seeking Your favor as Your word commanded me. Let Your favor flow in my life in the name of Jesus. Number three. Cause men and women to rise for my help and bring blessings I do not deserve. Let every eye who sees me consider me for a major and massive blessing in the name of Jesus. These are prayers we are praying, prayer points. Let my years and days of struggle be over. Open a new door of greatness and help me like never before. Make me get invitations in high places in the name of Jesus. Number five. Dear Father and God, there is always a set for everything under the sun, and this is my set time for favor and great blessing. Let my season of favor begin in the name of Jesus. Number six. Everything that may be constituting a hindrance in the in the inflow of favor and blessings into my life is cleansed off by the way, off the way, by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Number 7. In every way that I have been denied over the years of my heritage and portions in life, let everything that I have been denied of beginning to come to me in hundredfolds in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Number 8. Just as Jesus increased in stature in favor with God and man, let increase in like manner. Let me increase in like manner so that my life may represent the desired glory in your name. In your name. Number 9. Cause your face to shine upon me and give me peace on every side. Make me enjoy the peace that flows from your throne in every segment of my life in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Number 10. Surround my life with the blessings of your house and load my life with your daily benefits. Let your blessings be evident in my life in the name of Jesus. The second prophetic prayer points are for breakdown, breakthrough in life and business. God desires that you prosper in life and in all that you do. Fruitfulness is the will of God for you, and He doesn't want you to be denied. So offer these prayers with faith in your heart, and you will see the Lord perform all things for you. Number 11, it says, Dear God and Father, thank you because everything is within your power to do and to give. Here am I before your holy temple, giving you thanks for the victory that you have given me in Christ Jesus. Number 12. I stand upon the authority given to me in Christ to destroy every force standing in my way for entering your plans and purpose for my life in the name of Jesus. 13. I declare myself free from every force that has held my life bound over the years in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. 14. Whatever force that has limited my progress and success over years is destroyed for my sake in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. 15. Let the power that rolled away the stone laid at the tomb of Jesus and raise him back to life also come to my aid to clear the huddles arraigned against me in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And 16. Let everything crooked before my face be cleared off. Let every gate of iron set on my path be broken in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen. Number 17. I decree that as long as nothing was able to stop Jesus from rising from the dead, nothing shall be able to stop me from rising in life in the name of Jesus. This is my reality, and nothing shall be able to reverse this decree in the name of Jesus. The next prophetic prayer points are for full fruitfulness in life and ministry. Now, every Christian has ministry to do. It's not only the pastors doing ministry, it's every believer should do this ministry. And God wants everyone who is in ministry to bear fruit so that fruit may abound. John 15:16, it says, Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. This is the will of God for everyone in ministry. If you desire fruitfulness in ministry, then pray the following prayers in faith. Number 15. Number 18. Dear Father and God, it's your good pleasure that I bear fruit and good works, and that my fruit may remain. Thank you for your good plans and purpose for my life. I'm grateful, Lord. Number 19. Father, let there be an open heaven over the assignments that you have committed to my trust. The same way you opened the heavens upon your son, Jesus, open the heavens over upon me. Number 20. Cause your light to shine upon my life and make men and women, both from far and near, come to the rising of my light in the name of Jesus. 21. I invoke divine favor over this assignment. Let there be an inflow of resources and men into this ministry so that the task of the kingdom given to me be done with ease in the name of Jesus. Number 22. Strengthen my hands so that I do not get wearied in the face of challenges and trials that may come my way in the name of Jesus. 23. Assist me by the hand of your angels. Let the angels that you have assigned over his commissions to be discharged into aggressive activities to make the purpose of God come to pass in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. 24. Every effort of Satan to frustrate my labor and this assignment and to chase me out of God's plans shall not succeed. I declare the works of Satan frustrated over this assignment in the name of Jesus. The next prophetic prayer points are with Bible verses. We are not reading the verses right now, but you can note it down or listen to this message again and note down the Bible verses and read it yourself. Mm-hmm. Because the Bible is a book of prophecy. It contains the intentions and counsels of God for humanity. If man is diligent enough to search them out through studies and declare them into existence through speaking, such a man will see God's blessing in his life manifest with ease. It's important to engage in prophetic declarations. It's very important. But our decrees and declarations are more effective when they come from the scriptures. There are a lot of prophetic prayers in the Bible from which we can draw examples. The Bible is a book of prophecy meant to be appropriated by man. In a school of prophecy, knowing the word is of advantage. When you know the word concerning you, you will be at profit when you declare them into existence. Has it been a question in your heart what some good prayer points are? There are countless verses. The first verse: now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. From 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thank you, dear Father and God, for the triumph made available for me through Christ. I declare that this triumph shall be permanent in my life in the name of Jesus. The second one. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. The victory God has given me shall be evident in my life, my family, my loved ones, my business, and all that concerns me in the name of the Lord Jesus. The third. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Psalm 138:8. Everything that has to do with me shall receive the touch and perfection of the Lord. There shall be no deficiency in area of my life. Number four. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8:37. My life is a story of daily victory, and I shall win always. And I shall not be defeated no matter the veracity on the battle I'm faced with. Number five. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. In 2 Corinthians 2:14. I'm ordained to win through Christ. As I win every battle that comes my way, through the strength of the Spirit, my life shall exude the fragrance of his glory. Man shall come into the knowledge of God through me. Number six. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Every task expected of me by my Heavenly Father and humanity shall be accomplished with ease. I can do all things through Christ because he is my strength and my stronghold. Number seven. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through through his Spirit in the inner man. Ephesians 3:16. I decree that I am filled with the ability of the Spirit. I'm enabled by the Holy Spirit to do all things and win always in the name of Jesus. Number eight. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under law, but under grace. Romans 6:14. Christ has given me an undeserved victory over sin, the flesh, the world, and the devil. None of these entities shall prevail over me. Number nine. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. From Ephesians 6:11. I receive divine stamina to work in the power of the Spirit, which enables me to stand against all the wiles of the devil. Number 10. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the day, evil day, and having done all, to stand. Every spiritual power and intelligence that's required to stand in the days of adversity, I receive them in the name of Jesus. Number 11. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all things, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. From Ephesians 6:15 and 17. I declare that the heavens will give me every needed arsenal to walk complete and victory. To walk in complete victory and success is given to me by the heavens in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Number 12. And he shall say to them, Hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid, and do not tremble to be terrified or be terrified because of them, for the Lord your God is he who gives with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. Deuteronomy 23 and 4. The issue that makes men afraid shall not make you me afraid. In these last days, I declare I shall not be faint-hearted. I am strong in the grace of God that he is giving glory to him. The Lord has gone ahead of me to give me victory in every battle. There shall be no loss in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Number 13. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. As a result of the word of God in me, I shall overcome the wicked ones around me. Whatever cannot defeat the word cannot defeat me. I walk in the possibility of the word. Amen. Number 14. You are of God, little children, have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Amen. 1 John 4:4. I belong to God, and I have overcome the wicked one. I operate in the strength of God. I cannot be moved like Mount Zion in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And 15. Delight yourselves in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. Psalm 37, verse 4. Mm-hmm. I acknowledge the Lord in all that I do. I receive all that my heart desires to the glory of his name. Mm-hmm. 16. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Colossians 2:14. Every negative handwriting against my life and destiny is wiped out in the blood of Jesus. I stand under the covenant of the cross to cancel everything ordinance against me in the name of Jesus. 17. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them all. Colossians 2:13. Jesus has conquered the world and has given me victory. Amen. He has made me a public show of the principalities and powers. Amen. I decree that I reign over them in the name of Jesus. Amen. 18. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. 1 Peter 5, 8, 9. I walk in divine alertness. I cannot be outsmarted by Satan. Mm-hmm. I'm steadfast in the faith. Therefore, I cannot be devoured by the devil. Mm-hmm. Number 19. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. Mm-hmm. What can mere men, mortals, do to me? Mm-hmm. Hebrews 13, 6. Mm-hmm. I am fearless. Mm-hmm. I am as bold as a lion. Mm-hmm. Because I walk in the righteousness of Christ. Mm-hmm. I cannot be intimidated by any circumstance of life. Mm-hmm. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me. My glory and the one who lifts my head. Psalm chapter 3, verse 3. The Lord is my shield and my glory, the sole lifter of my head. My head shall be lifted. I shall not be found downcast. 21. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lions have fallen to me mm-hmm. in pleasant places. Amen. Yes, I have a good inheritance. Mm-hmm. Psalm 16, verse 5 and 6. Mm-hmm. The Lord is my portion on earth. Mm-hmm. He is a keeper and protector of my interest. Mm-hmm. The lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. We will see some more points next week. Prophecy is a confession. Prophecy is a revelation and a declaration of God's intention into existence. So the fact that God's will has been revealed or declared into existence does not mean it will come to pass automatically. Mm-hmm. The prophecy doesn't have a capacity for self-fulfillment. It must be prayed into existence. Mm-hmm. So whenever you receive a prophecy, pray it into existence. Prayer points for the prophecy to come to pass must be engaged after this declarations or decrees have been made. Prophecy is an instrument to fight, not something to sit with. We need to watch over it until it comes to pass. Paul wrote, Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them you might have fight the good fight, in 1 Timothy 1:18. So it's important to engage the prophecy over your life in prayer. I say it again. It's important to engage the prophecy over your life in prayer. Fight until your experience is tangible. As we have prayed these prayers, and I ask you, listen to it again. Read it again. As we have prayed these prophetic prayers, believe in them. Believe in them. Believe that the word of God shall prevail in your life. Mm-hmm. Expect that God is using these prayers to change your life. Mm-hmm. listen to them again and again on Facebook, on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Pray the prayers personally and responsibly. Yet you will see what God will bring about, a change in your situation. What you never thought possible will be solved.
Mm-hmm.
Our God calls things that are not as though they were. Mm-hmm. Romans 4:17. Things that are not, he calls as though they were.
Mm-hmm.
So let us hear our testimonies next week of how God has brought things into your life that you thought are not possible.
Mm-hmm.
By praying the prophetic prayers, you shall see them come to pass.
Amen.
Amen.